Lynn Classical girls basketball coach Tom Sawyer is with us after their 50-47 win tonight over Danvers. And Tom, what a game. This was looked on paper like it was going to be a good game, and it turned out to be a fantastic finish, huh?
Yeah, it sure was. We had a big lead in this game, but as I told the kids, you know, when you're up 12, 15 points against Danvers, you're not going to run away and turn that into a 30-point lead. They're too good. And true to form, they caught fire from the outside in the fourth quarter and got, you know, within one possession. But I'm so proud of my team and that we held on and we survived and we made just enough plays down the end, both offensively and defensively, to come out of Danvers, which is a very tough place to play, especially against that team, which is very good, tonight with a victory. So I couldn't be prouder of the kids and being able to hang on and get that win.
So for them, Tom, as you were saying, they lit up some threes, right, in that fourth quarter?
They did. Montanaro hit three threes in the fourth quarter, and I don't think any of them hit the rim. So, you know, to their credit, they hit shots. And I wouldn't necessarily say it was bad defense on our part. It was the same defense we've been playing all night. And but to their credit, they hit some shots, which, you know, again, you're not going to hold Danvers to, you know, 30-something points. They're too good. And so we took their best punch, and it came late in the game, but we took their best punch, and we survived.
Tom, tell the listeners about some of the things that went well for you guys on both sides of the, you know, I was going to say both sides of the football, but both sides of the basketball, offense and defense.
Yeah, offensively, we had good balance tonight. We had three double-digit scorers. Paris Wilkie had 18, and Jaylee Medrano and Ariana Delgado had 10 points each. But also Jasmine Massey gets two big threes in the second half of the game. Skylar Creighton comes in and plays off comes in the bench and gives us some big rebounding, as well as Jean Gupton and Tiara Horton getting some key points for us. So it was balance on offense, taking what the defense gives us, and you know, basketball is a shot-making game, and we made a few shots, which helped. And then defensively, I thought the kids did a great job executing the game plan. This team, the Danvers team, is much bigger than us. And we have to battle on the boards, and we wanted to make it an up-tempo game, which the kids did. And I think I told them going into the game, we have to press this game for 32 minutes at a high level. And if we do that, I like our chances. And I challenged them to do that, and they responded to the challenge.
All right, Tom. Finally, the win. What does it? What's record-wise? What does it do for you? And what's the win mean for you guys tonight?
It puts us at 16-1. Still puts us in first place in the conference. And probably most importantly, you know, the Revere win was a big win. Beating Beverly at Beverly was a big win. But going to Danvers and beating Danvers, which was a two-loss team coming into the game, a team that just went up to the Merrimack Valley and beat North Andover on Sunday, to go into their gym and beat them, that's huge for my for the Lady Rams. Couldn't be prouder tonight of the way that they played throughout the game, and especially the way that we were able to finish.
Yeah, and just kind of casually following some scores, you're right. It seems like they have been playing well of late, and to catch them at home to do that, that's great. And as far as the postseason goes, you know, continuing that winning record also will help in seeding down the road as well for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we are playing to try to get a home game. So we need to continue to win in order to ensure ourselves of that. So, you know, that's important. You know, high school basketball, home court advantage is a true advantage. And we'd like to put ourselves in a position to be able to play at home in the state tournament.
All right, Tom, congratulations to you and the girls, and best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you very much, Bill.
Yep, Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach at Lynn Classical, 50-47 winners tonight over Danvers.